Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Joining us now is my guy, Chad Ryder, NFL.com draft analyst on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Mr. Chad Ryder, how are we today?
Oh, we're fantastic, man. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Almost draft time.
Almost draft time. Chad, you have a 5-round mock draft up currently at NFL.com. How long does it take one to do a 5-round mock draft?
It's a cumulative process. You know, I had a 3-round and a 4-round before that, and you continue to build on it. By the time the 7-round gets done, I'll probably have spent 400 hours total.
400 hours just on prospects of the NFL draft. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so let me ask you this. How much did your board or your mocks change between prior to the NFL draft combine, and then how much did it change again after the pro workout days?
Well, I think guys can move within their tier of value, meaning maybe you had them as a possible starter, like the mid-second to mid-third round, and some guys that I may have thought can go, you know, mid-third, may push themselves up in the mid-second, that kind of stuff. So there's probably a handful of guys in each tier, you know, that help themselves or hurt themselves in that sense. And the other thing, though, is that a little bit more information from what teams are looking for come out, or medical reports and things like that. And then you have, you know, there's always a handful of guys that Malachi Fields, for example, from Notre Dame, he just didn't run. He didn't run well. He thought maybe he could do a little better than he did. And during combine drills, he just wasn't fluid and sudden. So a guy like that, had a bigger drop than a lot of guys typically do. So most of the times it's tweaking, but there is some movement, unfortunately, on some guys.
How much stock do you put into paying attention to top 30 prospect visits to different teams?
I put some, because you'll always see that teams will end up picking guys that were on their list. But unfortunately, players go to 7-8 more, or maybe more teams. So there's some competition involved and who could actually get that guy when they brought him in. But I mean, yeah, it means something for sure. And teams may say it doesn't, but I think you have a limited number of those opportunities and you take advantage of them for guys that you really want to be prepared for. Even sometimes guys that you really don't think you're going to get necessarily, but trades happen, things happen, and you put yourself in a position where you might have more interest and you take advantage of it.
Feels like the Packers have been intrigued by some wide receivers through that process. Are there a couple of wide receivers that could essentially be hanging around down around that Packers pick at 52 in the second?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting class. It's a pretty deep class, and you don't know if teams are going to hold on and see if they can get somebody a little bit later and maybe get that edge rusher a little bit earlier than you thought. A guy like Dazon Stribling from Ole Miss is a big-bodied downfield guy. But he's pretty good after the catch, too. He's come on kind of late in the year and late in the process. He's pretty solid mid-second-round pick. So that's one name. And I think the Packers are pretty good with Jaden Reed, but Zachariah Branch is no joke out of Georgia. Yeah. And you know, if you want that quick guy, you know, they do have a returner now. But I think that would be a guy that you could look at. And Jeremy Bernard from Alabama is probably – the most likely guy if they go that direction. And he'll be a really good value in the middle of the second round. He just was pretty underutilized at Alabama and kind of kicked around to Washington and kicked around to Michigan State. So he'll be a pretty solid mid-second round pick for somebody. And that guy's got to be on the Brewers. Oh, I should mention Skylar Bell too, former Wisconsin Badger. He could go as high as mid-second. I'll probably end up putting him high third, but you know, he's been electric this year and really good through the whole postseason process.
What about offensive line? I mean, this Packers football team right now looks like they're committed to Aaron Banks on this deal that they revised for at least another couple of years. So he's your left guard. We'll see what happens at left tackle with Jordan Morgan, obviously. But then you got Escalade at right guard with Zach Tom at right tackle as it stands now. Is it crazy to think that they're at 52, they take a guard like Dunker from Iowa?
No, it's not crazy. And to be honest, I think Dunker could probably play right tackle too, or at least gives you the flexibility. He's got decent length. And so I would say if you want a guy like that, that can give you a few positions, and they tend to like those guys. So I would say he would certainly be in the mix. Keelan Rutledge is a really interesting player from Georgia Tech who's just a mauler, but he showed better athleticism, I think, than people thought at the combine. So he's on his way up. And if he took some center snaps at Senior Bowl as well. So again, another guy that can give you a little versatility. You might have to use the second round pick on him, but he's a guy that a lot of people are talking about.
So with Chad Ryder, draft analyst, NFL.com, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily at Rally House Mayfair Collection. New Brewers City Connect stuff out today. They released it today, and we here at the Rally House have it right here for you. All kinds of different sweatshirts and T-shirts and designs, all kinds of brand-new hats as well. Brewers will debut with their new jerseys coming up tomorrow night at American Family Field. We get to the third round. What about a guy like Bryce Lance? I mean, position coaches, the wide receiver coach in Green Bay, Christian Watson went there as well, North Dakota State. What do we think of Bryce Lance and how he might fit in?
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Green Bay.
Yeah, I think he is a very much still, you know, a work in progress as a receiver, but, you know, at FCS level is very successful. He certainly has the speed that you want, and that was the number one kind of question about whether he was going to be a day two pick, and he proved he has the speed. You know, a 6'3 receiver with speed should land in day two, and I think he's got chance to be – I mean, he's going to be compared to guys like Valdez-Scantling and things like that, and that type of receiver, but I think his hands are a little more consistent, and if they decide they want another downfield threat with Watson – never quite sure if he's going to be healthy or not. Certainly in the middle of third round would be where the value is.
The other part about this too, I think, Chad, when we start talking about the Green Bay Packers, they tend to fall in love, at least recently, with these guys that were Senior Bowl guys. And you look at their draft classes the last couple of years, a lot of those players that they drafted participated in the Senior Bowl. Is that by design, do you think, where they just want the older player that's closer to figuring it out and being ready to go? Is there more access there where they have a better idea of what they're working with more so there than other places? Why do you think there seems to be such a connection between the Packers and the Senior Bowl?
I think a lot of teams can say that just because the Senior Bowl has done a pretty good job of just having the best players. And they're inviting, you know, some underclassmen too. And they didn't have as many underclassmen this year, though, at Senior Bowl. So I'll be very interested to see if that continues or if the underclassmen kind of take a resurgence this year in terms of how many spots they take up in the top 100. But certainly it's a great opportunity in Mobile for teams to talk to these guys and see them play against the other best prospects, especially in cases where guys come from lower divisions where the competition isn't as strong. So I think it's sort of a coincidence that they happen to be Senior Bowl guys that just, you know, they're the best players, so they end up, you know, getting picked. But I think there is going to be some interesting prospects in terms of age this year. How old is too old and that kind of thing. But I think the way that careers are lengthened and things like that, I think you can handle taking a 25-year-old rookie, especially since, you know, GMs and coaches can't worry about whether they're going to be still get that second contract since they're going to be holding on to their jobs for, you know, 3-4 years before that happens.
I am a big proponent of big, wide-bodied dudes to play defensive tackle for the Green Bay Packers. Javon Hargrave, they got in the offseason. They got Devontae Wyatt. I still want somebody bigger. I think I found my guy, Chad Ryder, and you got him going to the Packers. Xavien Harris, 6'8", 330 pounds. He's a senior. That is one gigantic dude. Now, there's a thing called prospect grades on the NFL.com website. He has a 6'2", 5", will eventually be average starter. I don't need him to rush the quarterback. I just need him to grab people going by. Tell me about my new favorite player, Xavien Harris, at 6'8".
So there were considerations after his junior year of him being a first or second round prospect. And the tape wasn't as good this year. But the fact of the matter is, at that, there's just not that many humans that size that can move. And so in terms of a guy that is going to hold the line of scrimmage and give you a little bit of interior pressure, and certainly with that length, he can get his hands into passing lanes, things like that. So he may not get 5 or 6 sacks a year, but he's going to affect some throws in addition to holding the line of scrimmage. So on day 3, guys like him, Tim Keenan from Alabama is another nose tackle they could look at. Gary Smith from UCLA, another nose tackle, really to – you know, fill the middle of that defense if they start using more 3- and 5-man, you know, fronts in their new defense.
The 5th round of this draft, now you're really getting into the thing of where most people are like, I don't know who half of these players are, so we're just going to take Chad Ryder's expert opinion on this and see what might actually be out there. I have a question about the running back position for the Packers. You have them taking an offensive tackle from Memphis here, Travis Burke at 160. Yeah. But that offensive, that running back position, you know, you heard Brian Gutekunst say that they want to increase the competition in that running back room going into this thing. Do you see them drafting a running back? And if so, what type of running back do you think best fits what they're trying to do?
Well, I think if they're bringing in Mike Washington from Arkansas, kind of
that's
a size
speed
back. They're, you know, they're considering it. And I think at some point you saw the downside of that, though, at that position when you take a Marshawn Lloyd, when you have other needs and he's been banged up and hasn't been able to make it. And I think they need to be careful about that. But I think there's plenty of guys on day 3, they're going to come out and provide competition. You don't need to use a 3rd-round pick on that. I think Robert Henry from Texas San Antonio is a name a lot of people don't know, but he is really good back. Kalon Black from national champion Indiana Hoosiers. I mean, there's tons of guys. Got the Penn State backs, Nicholas Singleton, for example, is probably going to be a 4th- or 5th-round pick just because his film wasn't as good this year. Little bit banged up, and it's like a guy like that, if you can find deals like that on day 3, certainly you can take advantage of it and not, you know, hurt, but still kind of meet the rest of your needs on your roster earlier.
Chad, give me a name that everybody is high on in the 1st round that maybe you're not as high on in the 1st round.
You know, that's a good question, Sparky. You know, I think the guy who's kind of hurt himself through this process is Mekhi Lemon out of USC. Really competitive receiver. Doesn't have great size, doesn't have great athleticism, and not a lot of great words on a lot of information on interviews he's had with teams. And I think he's kind of hurt himself through the process. So I think he's going to go a lot later than a lot of people are speculating right now. That said, do I think he could be a really good slot receiver? Yeah, I do. But I don't know that I'm going to use a top 15 pick on him. Much rather go with Amari Cooper from Indiana or somebody like that if you want a inside threat, a guy who's very reliable.
He is Chad Ryder. Again, follow him on X at Chad_Ryder, NFL draft analyst for NFL.com. Check out his latest five-round mock draft up right now at NFL.com. Are you in the thick of it now here for the next couple of weeks leading up to the 23rd?
That's right. I have a seven-round mock draft coming out Thursday.
Thursday.
2 weeks from today. Yeah, or wait, no, a week from today. It comes out a week from today. We put it out the week
before. Too hard. You don't even know what day it is, Chad. You're working too hard.
You're lucky I sort of know what year it is. So, a week from today, seven-round mock draft comes out, so I will be burning the midnight oil on that for the next week.
I can't wait to read it. Chad, thank you so much for coming on, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sparky. Have a good one.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.